We stay in the United States, where a group of kids and teenagers is suing the federal government for failing to curb climate change. They say that the government's actions violated the younger generation's constitutional rights to life and liberty, and failed to protect essential public trust resources like air and water that are essential to survival.
My name is Tia Hatton. I am 19 years old, and I am a student at the University of Oregon, and I'm part of a lawsuit that is suing the federal government over climate action. The group of the 21 plaintiffs and I are suing the government because they have known about climate change and the effects of carbon dioxide pollution on the stable climate system, and we're suing them because they're violating our constitutional rights, and we're all very worried about our future health and safety from the climate change impacts that we're seeing already and that will worsen as time goes on, and we're going to be affected the most by it.
Says she's already seen the environmental change in the part of Oregon where she lives because of drought and rising temperatures. And that was a big motivation for her getting involved in the case.
I was raised in like a very outdoorsy town. And I just have always gone on hikes on the weekends. And I'm also a long distance runner. And my favorite trails are out in the environment. And the thought of it not being available for my future kids or their kids, that's a really sad thought, and I want them to have the fair chance. In the mountains around my hometown in Oregon, I saw decreased level snowpacks year after year, and that was the main thing that I've seen. But I'm also really concerned about the health and safety of people, mostly in like the global south, which have done a lot less to affect the climate change that is happening. And I'm really worried about the displacement and human health, like beyond my recreational ability that is being hurt right now to Nordic ski. I'm really worried actually for health and safety of other humans.
Which brings us back to the court case. The 21 plaintiffs are backed by Our Children's Trust, a non-profit organisation that supports young people in bringing legal action against the government for violating their rights to a healthy climate and to push leaders to take action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Here's Julia Olson, the Executive Director and General Counsel for Our Children's Trust.
What the young people are seeking in the case is first for the court to say that they have constitutional rights that are being violated by their government, and then to order the government to prepare a plan that would be comprehensive in nature. It would address all of U.S. emissions and put those emissions on a trajectory downward that meets the mandates of science.
It's been called a landmark case. Already last month, the kids celebrated an early victory after the Federal District Court in Oregon rejected a motion by the government and fossil fuel industry to have the suit dismissed.
The decision that came down on April 8th is a remarkable decision because the court is saying that the young plaintiffs have constitutional claims against their government, that they can bring this climate change case to the court and that it can move forward to trial. And so that is, it's the first decision of its kind in the United States, and it's really a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opinion.
And so why has it been dubbed by some activists as the most important lawsuit on the planet right now?
Well, because what we're going to have for really the first time is the United States government, the fossil fuel industry, representing companies around the world, and young people all in a courtroom, all presenting the facts of what's happening with climate change, the participation of the U.S. government and the fossil fuel industry together continuing to promote a dangerous energy system based on fossil fuels. And that evidence will all come out in this court of law, and a court will be able to make a decision about what should be done to address it.
The youngest on the kids' side of the case is just 8, the oldest, 20. Tia says they come from all over the United States. So what's it like for them to be in court up against the fossil fuel industry and the federal government?
When we're in the courtroom, it's, you know, 21 of us, like, youth, and, well, we have to be fairly silent, and we're all trying to pay attention. The older plaintiffs and I were sitting right next to the fossil fuel lawyers, and it's just, you just know, like, that their perception of this issue is so different from yours, and you wish you could change that. And although, like, they're kind of like the enemy in this situation, the government and the fossil fuel lawyers, they're also like people, and you're like, you want them to look you in the eye and like acknowledge that you have a right to a healthy and stable future, but that's just not how they see things. And it was definitely surreal being in the courtroom and listening to all that and listening to the judge question both sides and bringing up really good points.
She says all the kids in the plaintiff group have been personally affected by climate change.
As we filed our case, we each have to have our personal injuries. Some of the plaintiffs have farms, which are being affected by the droughts in Oregon. Another plaintiff, Levi, who lives in Florida, is seeing the effects of sea level rise. My effects were being affected by asthma and the increased like season from wildfires that were increasing through drought. That is our role as plaintiffs, is to show them the personal harm and show them, since we're all like under the age of 20, we represent the children, not just of this nation, but also of the entire world.
Is this a normal thing that 19-year-olds do? They take the government to court? What do your friends make of this?
My friends definitely think it's cool. I try to get them involved in like different things I go to. I invited them to the court hearing. I'm definitely like the go green person of the group, and they're always kind of making fun of me, but I think they respect me a lot, and I think they've grown a lot in their knowledge of climate change, just about me being so enthusiastic about it.
And what do you hope to see come out of this case?
We are hoping to achieve a scientifically based climate recovery plan, and that would be the best outcome of this. We really want to get that parts per million level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere back down to a safer level of 350 parts per million by the year 2100, and right now I think we are at about 402, or we are above 400 parts per million, and that's really dangerous.
And the general counsel, Julie Olson, thinks their chances are pretty good.
I am incredibly optimistic. I often say that this case has the best facts I've ever had in any case I've litigated, and the reason for that is, you know, there are terrible facts about what's happening to the climate system and to our natural resources and the threats to young people. But those facts presented to a court and heard according to the rights that these young people have not to be discriminated against in how they're able to live and grow up are going to be very powerful, and I think will result in the kind of big remedy we need to address climate change.
There's still a long fight ahead as the case is yet to be heard. But in the meantime, Tia has some strong words for the US president.
We are going to be disproportionately affected by the impacts of climate change, and the timing is everything. And right now is the time to act, and we have science in front of us, and we can no longer put profits over the safety and health of our children.